Hello, and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Stephen Fitzsimmons, Institutional Portfolio Manager with RBC GAM's Blue Bay Fixed Income Team in Stamford, Connecticut. Here we are in the final week of March. At the jump, I figured I would mention that SIFMA recommends an early close for fixed income markets on Thursday and a full day closure on Friday, for Good Friday and the upcoming Easter holiday for those who observe. But before we get there, we expect about $20 billion of new issuance in the investment-grade bond market through the middle of this week. This issuance will likely taper toward Thursday and Friday. Indeed, the past months have certainly been a sustained busy period for the new issue market, with strong investor demand helping drive credit spreads tighter across the spectrum of fixed income risk assets. Now, some market participants are calling for new issue to slow a bit from here, with demand outstripping supply even further. This could cause the risk rally to continue. As of early this week, the OAS on the IG Corporate Bond Index has come into 88 bips, and high yield sits at 297 bips, ratcheting just inside of 300 just this last week. All-in yields remain elevated, with IG corporates now at 5.3% on average, and high-yield corporates now at 7.64%. We believe this still offers an opportunity for an attractive carry trade for at least the medium term. Interestingly, we believe if yields were to drop materially in the short term, which is not necessarily our base case, we could see more material upsize to the new issue calendar that many market participants may not be modeling for. Any potential supply shock to the upside could potentially cause some new issues to come wider than they have been in recent memory. This could potentially drive spreads a bit wider from here. Powell was decidedly dovish at the FOMC last week, driving yields generically 10 bips lower across the board. Fed dots have now readjusted to 3 rate cuts for 2024, one less than most recent projections, and one more than the market would have otherwise feared. We are still projecting one cut in June or later, and then potentially another one before the end of the calendar year. As for economic calendar this week, we have GDP on Thursday, consumer confidence, personal income and spending, and importantly, at the end of the week, PCE figures, which could have a big impact on inflation expectations. The markets are currently bracing for this number to be a bit hotter than was earlier expected, and we'll be keeping a close eye on all of this and more as we move through the week. As always, we appreciate your attention. Good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice. And such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.